Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will succeed.
Yes. Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and Toyland Entertainment presents Love Talk, your source for inspiration and information. And as always, we come live to you, bringing all the lies, liars, and secrets. What we do, we tell you what the lies are, expose the liars, and reveal the secrets that we can build better relationships in our community. And we thank you for you listening each and every week. This is how we do. And once again, this is Love Talk on Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, and Toyland Entertainment. Thank you each and every week for making us a part of your week. And this week right here, we're going into April. This is springtime. This is mating season. We're going to get into all the different aspects of what goes on during springtime and during this time of the year, because this is where relationships build, bud, and develop. So we're going to talk about the spring and the growth of relationships. But we got to get back into some things that can hinder the relationship. April is also Stress Awareness Month. So a lot of people coming out of the wintertime, coming out of the pandemic, the world's opening up. There's a lot of stress that is going on in people's lives. And that stress can cause depression. It can cause mental illness. And people may have been coming out of post-traumatic stress disorder. A lot of different avenues and aspects have been going on with a lot of people over the past year, with everything that our country and all the impact that it's had on our lives with the pandemic. So we wanted to take this week, before we get into all the fun stuff and all the lovey-dovey stuff and all that springtime stuff, to talk about how mental illness and mental health issues can have an effect on our relationships. So before I get into that, once again, I just want to say this is a shout-out to Toyland Entertainment, Toyland Productions, and in conjunction with Music Mill Entertainment. If you haven't gone on to Music Mill, model and talent. They're looking for models and looking for talent each and every day on Music Mill. So you can go to musicmill.com. You can go to Facebook, Music Mill, and you can find out all the different avenues if you want to promote yourself in the modeling and talent agency. And also, if you are an artist that is looking to premiere your music, or if you know someone who has some music or want to advertise their business on our show, you can hit me up all on different avenues. Hit me up personally, Rodney Stevenson, Twitter and RSD44, Instagram RSD44. You can hit me up all different avenues in order to promote your business, because what we want to do, we want to make sure we're building up our communities and our businesses each and every week on our show. So I appreciate y'all listening. And of course, I would be remiss without introducing my co-host, Miss Toya, Miss Choices. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I can't complain.
All right. All right. So let's get into this topic right here. For those who are on the Relationship 101 page, shout out to everybody on Relationship 101 that always be giving us feedback and always gives us just some great topics to talk about during the week. This week, we have been talking about relationships and depression, relationships and PTSD. So the first question came out, I brought this out about yesterday. I said, would you be willing to enter a relationship with someone who told you they have had battles with depression or PTSD? A lot of men, and a lot of black men especially, fight with depression, fight with PTSD, and don't know how to handle it. Quick statistic before I even pass this to Miss Choices. Check it out. Black men and white men are completely different when it comes down to therapy. White men, 1 out of every 9 white men go to some sort of therapy. Black men, 9 out of every 1,000. So that tells you less than 1% of black men go to therapy. So that may have an effect on the way we go into our relationships. We might be traumatized. We might have things that happened in our past that we have these walls built up that prevent us from really having a stronger, deeper relationship with the women that we want to be with. So I just want to put that out there. Miss Choices, what do you say on this particular topic when it comes down to men and our battles with depression and PTSD?
Men themselves, for some reason, feel the need to be guarded. And I'm not saying to throw your garbage on every woman that you meet. That's not what I'm saying. But if you choose to build a relationship with someone, you, as in your male mind, say, hey, she's my it, she's my one, you should open the door to her. Because what do you think she's there for? You know what I'm saying? If you connected on a level, you feel like I could spend the rest of my life with her, she's that person that can possibly help you. But if you don't give her the opportunity to help you through those things that you're going through, then, I mean, what do you want her for? Because all you're going to do is jump from female to female to female until you get to that breaking point, but you're going to blame it on her. But that's not fair, because at some point you've probably had the one who was willing to, you know, ride with you through those ups and down moments. You know, she understood that you're suffering. She understood that it's an issue at times. She understands that you're going to have those moments. But at which point, why push her away, or why shut her out, or why not educate her on how you truly feel?
Now,
and
here's
that's
the flip side of that, right?
We come
there
to a problem.
And here's the flip side of that. From a man's point of view, whenever we feel like we have to have these conversations with you, what does that do? It makes us appear soft. It makes us appear weak. We're not the strength that you need to back up, because now you got to carry me because I'm going through all these issues myself. So how do you expect us to try to get that open communication when you're going to be like, oh, shoot, yeah, this punk here, he can't even handle his own stuff. I got stuff of my own I got to handle. Now I got to handle mine and his stuff. Like, yo, this, you know, like, how am I going to deal with this? And that's the mindset that a lot of us have, especially black men, when it comes down to it. Because we're supposed to be that rock, but we can't be the rock when we're rolling.
I think you chose the wrong person. it's somebody for everybody. And that's a known given fact. So are you giving yourself the opportunity to find the person who really rocks with you? You know what I'm saying? Y'all are moving on the same wavelength. And this is the thing. Sometimes you have to find that person who matches your crazy. Not saying that you crazy or she's crazy, but I'm saying you have to find somebody who matches that crazy. Like, let me say me, right? I'm going to just put me out there. I'm one of those people who is a functioning bipolar, okay? So I've been to therapy. So, you know, I'm in that little bit of 1% I don't know how many of black women, but I'm pretty sure it's a small one. But I've been to therapy, you know, and I've talked to these people for years, you know, and they're like, hey, how do you do that? I mean,
exactly.
Because when you're suffering, you know, it's like everybody wants to stand back. And maybe you can contest it, Rodney. Like, some days it's like, I just want to take the whole trash can and just, you know, dump it outside, out of window for no apparent reason. Like, I'm over it.
Uh-huh. It's funny when you said that because, you know, that's my phrase, too. I need somebody to match my crazy. And like, you know, I'm in the same boat. You know what I'm saying? I've been to therapy, you know, been declare bipolar, I'm functioning bipolar, I'm the same way. You know, we go through those moods where, you know, one day everything's all rainbows and butterflies, and next thing you just want to, you know, throw something through a window. It happens. But it's a matter of being with somebody that's gonna understand and learn about your emotions and your feelings and making sure that, you know, they can rock with you and they can understand where you're coming from. Now, what I gathered from a lot of the comments that we were getting is that some people are cool with it. Some people are like, yeah, I'm dealing with stuff myself, so I know I can probably, you know, understand where he's coming from as well. Some people said, nope, I've dealt with it before, didn't work, don't want to deal with it. So there's a combination of people who are still trying to figure out what is the best option for them, because, of course, they don't want to be hurt because they feel that if they deal with someone who does have depression, they deal with someone who does have those constant mood swings, that they're going to find themselves in a spot where they don't want to be, and they might not be able to thrive because they got to deal with the other person's emotions. So what do you say to those people that are hesitant because of that aspect?
I mean, it's your choice. You know, you can't take that away. That's a person. That is your choice. Just choose wisely. You know, I mean, go into your relationship with open eyes. I can't tell you that you should shy away because I don't know where your heart leads you. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, when you're walking your path in life, that's your path. Where it leads you is where it leads you. Now the question is, are you willing to walk it? You know, are you really willing to take the effort to, you know, make the journey? If you do decide or you find out, that's usually how it happens. It's not usually a decision up front. Like, usually you don't know they completely crazy. You might know they different, but you don't know they completely crazy. So it's usually you find out and you're like, oh. But the question is, how long can they hold the persona? How long can they hold the mask? You know, that's the key.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point right there, the mask, that persona. And what I've gathered a few times before in the past, where when it comes down to that person saying, I really want to see a therapist, there's a couple avenues that happens. Either, you have the three avenues. You're either going to find that one person and say, okay, yeah, let's go see a therapist. You're going to find that one person that says, oh, you must be crazy, I'm bouncing because, you know, real people don't see no therapist, you must be crazy. Or you got the third person that says, you don't need a therapist, you just need the Lord. And just pray on it and sit on it. And, you know, and the Lord's going to bless you. And just pray, and that's all you got to do. You don't need a therapist, you need Jesus. So you know what I'm talking about right there. So, you know. So let's tackle that last one right there. Saying you don't need a therapist,
right.
You just need the Lord. And how do you handle that as a person, you know? Now, if you're trying to get into a relationship and you're trying to explain that, I really need a therapist.
Yeah. I'll tell anyone, anybody, it doesn't matter what you look like, what you shape like. It doesn't matter. It's air. It doesn't matter. Anybody.
What was that again?
You know, air. Yo, be yourself. You know what I'm saying? I don't give two craps about nobody. And this is my thing. I can hear it all the time. And I'm not telling you to discard, you know what I'm saying, people's guidance for you. Because sometimes you should listen, you know what I'm saying? But you definitely should hear them, you know what I'm saying? You should always hear them out. But what I'm saying is you are your own person. Only person got to like you is you. You're the only person got to live in this body. You the only person that look at yourself in the mirror. Yo, if you happy with how you behave and what you do, yo, do you. Because this is the thing. We have learned day by day is no way to please everybody. And that's what I say. When you are choosing that one and that mate, and family has nothing to do with it. If that's what you want, whether they got issues, whether you feel like they're perfect, whether you feel like they all right, whether you feel like they okay looking, they could be, you know, what's his name, Michael B. Jordan, fine, whatever. Whatever you like, that's all you. And it's somebody for everybody.
That's right. That's what it is. So it's just finding that person that's going to find the right avenue for you and making sure that they're in the best interest, of course, of all parties involved. Because if you're going through something, you don't want to put the person that you're trying to rock with in that, you know, in a position that they're feeling uncomfortable, and vice versa. They shouldn't try to, you know, over-accommodate themselves for you as well. So that there's that balance that you got to have when you're getting into a relationship. And I think a lot of people try to place their issues, I would say, on the other person at times too. Because, you know, some people will take that like, oh, you know, I just came back from war. You know, I've been in Afghanistan for 7 years. Like, yo, you should be catering to me because I've just been through all this post-traumatic stress. You're supposed to be making me feel better. I don't have to do anything to change myself because I'm going through the stress and you need to deal with it.
That's not fair. That's not fair at all. You know, understanding is one thing and being taken advantage of is another. No one is entitled for someone to care about them. I mean, honestly, you hope your mama care, you know, that's a prayer, but we all know situations where mama don't care about their children. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can't be guaranteed that there's someone out there that's going to care more about you than you care about yourself. Even though you're suffering, this is my thing, even though you're suffering, because, you know, there's a lot of us who have been there who have suffered, you know, gone through a whole episode, like had a whole trip period where, you know, you kind of looking back at yourself, like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? But you still have to own that. You still have to be a person. You still have to want more. And then that way when somebody does come along who sees that you want more, even though you suffer at times, it's a little bit easier of a transition for that person to come into your life and be more of an assistance to you, and then you can be an assistance to each other. That's how it has to go.
You're absolutely right on that, and I think that's one of the big factors that people feel. Maybe they feel like they need somebody to take away their pain instead of understanding themselves or trying to understand themselves before they get into their next relationship. Maybe whatever they went through in the past, they're like, okay, yep, that was in the past. I need to jump into something real quick to get my mind off of what I just went through because this crap beat me down and now I got to jump into it. That's where I guess some people go into what I call the hoe phase, you know, after, you know, divorce, after a bad relationship, after an abusive relationship, people go into that whole phase where they feel like I just got to bounce around from person to person to person to try to take my mind off of all the crap I just went through. And I think that plays a factor into it as well. That's part of PTSD in essence as well.
I do feel like that can be a scene of acting now, you know, but I think you also need to look at the what's your audience? You know, are you dealing with the one who's been battered or the one who beat? You know what I'm saying? And not even physically, because it's a definite mental thing. Like, what side of the fence are you talking about here?
You better say that again. Say that again. Say that one more time. What did you say? Say that one more time.
say, you know, are you talking about the ones that's being battered or the one that's, you know, doing the beating? I mean, it's two sides to the track, because if you're talking about who the ones who's being beaten, right? They're being beaten. They real low, you know. So when they finally do get that break, you don't think they justify to have a moment? I'm just saying. I wouldn't call it a hoe. I'd call it finding myself. But that's just me.
There we go.
All right, but
there we go. Exactly.
But if you're dealing with the ones who doing the beating, you know the big dog in this thing, who's causing all the headache. Yo, if they fucking, they already been fucking. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like.
Facts. Mm. Facts. And once again, I just got to take a break right here. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toy Entertainment. We're getting deep in this right here. Love and mental illness, but this is a whole deeper aspect of everything that's going on. So I just really appreciate each and every one of y'all that are listening right now. And I think it's a really big topic that a lot of people to hear. So I'm going to throw this right back at you here. When it comes down to those who got out of jail, just got out of lockup, you know, like, how do you think that mental aspect affects them when they try to get into a new relationship?
I think it's power, you know. It's like if you come straight out and jump right into something, we're going to say within the first 6 months of you being out, that's a long, matter of fact, we're going to say the first three, you jump into something you had first. I think that's damage, but also you have to know your audience. As well, and I say that all the time, know your audience. Are you dealing with someone who is already knew what they was going for, or someone who messed up and got caught? But either way, that's, like you say, that's PTSD. I think it depends on, did you heal while you were there, or are you going to heal when you get out?
That's a great point right there, and that segues into our next part of this episode. And this, I'm going to read it straight up here. This was on the Relationship 101 page. Shout out to everybody listening on the Relationship 101 page. And this is the exact quote from a topic that came up yesterday as well, right after I put my post. So this was geared towards men, but I want to put it out for everybody. Would you date a female that did jail time for murdering her husband due to supposedly being abused? No abuse was ever documented or seen. She pled guilty to manslaughter. She did her time, and now she's released. So this year made me think about it once again. We were already thinking about the topic of talking about depression and PTSD, and then when that post went on there, it kind of opened my eyes, because this scenario, I guess this is our case of the ex this week. So this is, I guess, yeah, that person is definitely an ex. So what happened? So here's the scenario. The woman said she was suffering from, you know, from constant abuse from this person. The guy said he was about to leave her and it was over and he was tired of fighting, things like that. And she wind up, you know, but they were still getting into a fight during that time. And she wind up shooting him and killing him. She went to jail for manslaughter for a few years, X amount of years. And now she's free. And she's, you know, wanting to get back into a relationship. So what are your thoughts from a woman's perspective? You know, she's gone through this particular phase. Going through this abuse, she's done her time. Now she's coming out. Now, as like, say, if you were her friend, what would you say to her in regards to getting into a new relationship?
If she was my friend, I'm going to encourage her. I'm going to tell her to go for it. Do what you want. You're a queen in these streets. It doesn't matter about your past, but this is the thing you got to remember. They talked about you. They going to talk about you soon. But guess what? There's going to be some few somebodies out there who ain't going to care. You know, like, don't limit yourself. Don't, if the first door slam in your face, so what? It ain't meant for you. Keep it moving. It's fine. That's how you got to look at it. If you've been hurt, you ain't got time to be playing with nobody. That's the key in all it is. If you've been hurt, you ain't got time to be out here playing footsie with nobody. You know what I'm saying? And if she's been through all of that, by the time she get to whoever, she probably in and out. You know, you got 57 seconds or I'm gone. On to the next one. She going to live her best life until she find that right one and he'll slow her down on purpose.
So you're saying all that would give her a shot clock, huh?
I'm trying to tell you, let her do her. And the thing is, and this is my thing, if she's been through abuse, she had to suffer in silence, you know, she had to go through something by herself, and we're assuming that even if he said he was going to leave, who's to say that she wasn't codependent on him? And knowingly knowing if he leaves her because he's put her so low, she's so dependent, she has no other choice but to depend on him, or she has nothing? I'm just saying.
I definitely hear what you're saying there. I definitely hear what you're saying. And the thing is, from the male perspective, like I said, of course, like I was explaining on that particular post, you know, that's not going to come on the first date or the second date. You're probably going to get involved with her and, you know, you're going to start vibing with her, rocking with her. And then once it starts getting to next level, that's probably when she's going to say, oh, yeah, before we get really deep, I gotta tell you something about my past. So, you know, so, of course, that's going to take, you know, a dude, you know, to a point like, well, hold on. You know, yeah, but, you know, we're about to go to the next level, and you're telling me that you killed the last person you were with? You know, it could cause that particular pause. And is the man wrong for that, for having that pause when she brings it up, when it gets to that level?
I'm sorry, but maybe it's just me. But I have noticed a lot of people share a bunch of their business real soon. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you even really know them on date three? You know what I'm saying? Are you really ready to bare your soul to these people and get them all your dirty laundry? Are they trustworthy with your dirty laundry? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not trustworthy with your laundry. You know, they don't know how to separate your whites from your darks. You know what I'm saying? But it's some grays in there, but guess what? I got some yellows over there and some pink. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Man, are they trustworthy with your laundry? Should you even be telling these random people this? Yo, honestly speaking, until they love me. And matter of fact, I do you one better. You better ask. It better be a confessional evening because I'm just not sharing no bull crap for no reason. Because if it's not affecting me right now, you know what I'm saying? If it has no bearing on the price of tea in China today, I mean, if you don't ask, I ain't telling. We live in life from this moment on, and that's what people need to realize. You keep living in the past, you'll never make it to the future.
Okay, all right. So let me take that there. Okay. All right, so they've been rocking with each other for like a year. You know what I'm saying? She never told him anything about this. They're getting serious. He wants to propose, things like that. He's about to drop on her knee, and she knows he's about to drop on her knee. Do you think that'd be the time to tell him, like, oh, yeah, let me let you know that the last dude I was with, you know something kind of happened?
Like I said, if she's made it that far to quote-unquote marriage, they've had a conversation, and he said, who gives a fuck? That's the thing. She trusted him with her laundry. You know what I'm saying? Her dirty laundry. You know what I'm saying? Her all-night panties. She trusted him. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's a drop of bleach right there. You don't think it's a drop of bleach right there on a pair of blue jeans? That's a drop of bleach. That, you know, she's about to stonewash
that. But why does it have to be?
I mean, it doesn't have to be. Right. It does, as I said, it doesn't have to be. And that's what I was telling people yesterday. It doesn't have to be a, you know, it doesn't have to be a be all end all. But you know,
I'm gonna say
what
this.
You,
let me.
What
I don't
you,
mean to cut you off, but I'm gonna say this.
Oh, no, no.
Right?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Do what you do.
We on a date. You know what I'm saying? We on a date and we dating. And you know, my disclaimer is, hey, I'm teaching. And I killed my last two. I don't get it. Like, why is you telling everybody your business? Everybody is not viable for your business. Like, no, everybody don't need to hear your stuff. I think people have to earn trust. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You have to earn that trust if I'm going to open up to you. And that's what you say. You said if she made it to marriage, he proposing and all of that, at some point she's had to tell him, because as being a woman, you know what I'm saying? And my thing is, evidently he's healed her and he wasn't treating her the same way she was being treated, which caused her situation from before. So she would have told him out of love. She would have told him, and guess what? He said, baby, it don't matter because you're going to be my wife. He treats her better. That's what I say. You got to, if she didn't trust him, they would have never made it. If our women are really not creatures to keep a bunch of stuff to themselves. I mean, if you don't ask, we usually don't tell. But if it's something that they know is weighted, you know, we'll tell it.
I hear you there. Okay, you know, the funny part about it, when I was looking at that right there, and one of the other topics that came on Relationship 101 about trust in relationships in the past, there was one post where this one woman posted about on the first date, I'm asking all these questions because everything I've been through in the past. That is part of PTSD too. She's going through some stuff with some dudes that must have really did her dirty. And she's asking her for, like, yo, are you single? Are you single? Are you still going through a divorce? Are you separated, but you got baby mama drama, all this type of stuff? You know, all that is PTSD as well, post-traumatic stress, because you've been traumatized before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it all that plays a factor in your relationship. I mean, it might not be labeled PTSD, but in the end, it is still post-traumatic stress because somebody traumatized you so much that you got to go through all these checklists and checkpoints before you even get into a relationship, because somebody did you dirty so bad in the past that you are afraid that if you go through this again, you don't know how you're going to act.
I completely agree. Like, at 100%. I agree.
Yeah.
Like, why are you so mad? You know what I'm saying? Why are you taking that hurt out on the next possible good guy? You can't even see the good guy because you still so mad at him. Look, you know what? Take a break. How about that? Take a break. Pull yourself together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a firm believer in the break. Because, like you said, that's stress. You can't take all that with you anywhere else. It's impossible. You're not going to make it. You're going to make that man miserable or that woman miserable. And she could be the one, but you done made her miserable. She's like, I ain't got time. Like, yo, what?
Exactly. I feel like I got to bring a resume, a blood sample, a DNA sample. I'm bringing my divorce decree. I'm bringing my vaccine card. I'm bringing all that next time I go on a date because I can't deal with this no more. Like, yo, here's everything right here on the table. Bop, there it is. Boom. What you going to do? You know, that's how I feel like I got to do when I go on a date now.
You know, at this point in time in my life, I'm going to have to honestly say where I am right now, either you in or you out, don't play with my feelings, and keep it moving. And guess what? I am that crazy. So if you leave me alone, I leave you alone. And that's my thing. But my goal in my life is I'm gonna find somebody who matches my crazy. You know, and that's what people gotta understand. There's somebody for everybody, and there's a few somebodies because you know life happens. You know what I'm saying? But you got to find somebody to match your crazy. Yo, if you got issues, there's somebody out there who's going to love you. You know, I'm telling you, it's a way to have a healthy relationship. It's out there. Just don't shy away because you've been through something. Just don't give up because, you know, it was hard at one time. Don't do that. Every day you can take another breath is every day that you can do better or you can do something different. And that's the key. Do something different. You know, even though you are suffering, you don't suffer all the time. And this is the thing. If you can catch it, you need to start to realize when you start to get to that point. You gotta educate self so that somebody else can come in and be with you. You know, and this is the thing, at some point in time, you just got to love yourself enough to want to be better in yourself. You and your crazy self, you know, and when you do that, something good always comes along and they'll walk right next to you every time.
And we're going to end it right there. That's a perfect way to end this show right now. This is Love Talk. Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And as always, I thank my co-host, Miss Choices, Miss Toya. Tell everybody how they can contact you.
I am on Facebook as Miss Choices, MZCHOICEZ. You can find me on Amazon. There are 4 books out there. Go check them out. Miss Choices, I am out there. Google me.
That's what I'm talking about, and you know Mr. Rice TV is out there each and every week. You can always find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm always hot on there. We've got the Hood Kitchen Podcast that's coming out this weekend, and we also have the Rice TV Show Podcast coming out for April, and there's a lot of different things going on the political and social side on the Rice TV Show. I got a special guest on the Hood Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to find out more about the Hood Kitchen Foundation for the Homeless, you can hit me up on Twitter, RC44, and on IG at RC44 as well. The Hood Kitchen Podcast is going to be going strong, back and better forever, because right now it is at the peak of time where there's a lot of people who are fighting homelessness, and we want to make sure we combat that as well. So I want to just throw that out there on our show. And once again, Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And until next time, we'll talk.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check. Positivity.